I feel like life is all about the little hells that you go through. You know, I write about those things.
Canadian songwriter Dallas Green doesn't shy away from the tough stuff, but as City in Color, his songs certainly make those little hells sound like a slice of heaven. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Most people would be pretty psyched to play in one successful band, but Dallas Green wasn't fulfilled just fronting the post-hardcore group Alexis on Fire. He had a few other musical things to say, so he created the solo act City in Color to expand his boundaries and voice his more acoustic and nuanced ideas. City in Color's 2005 debut release, Sometimes, was a shock to some Alexis on Fire fans, but fans flocked to this more intimate side of the rocker and soaked in the gorgeous sadness of the album. In 2008, he released Bring Me Your Love, which included other musicians on some of the tracks. Gordon Downie of the Tragically Hip contributed vocals on the song Sleeping Sickness. Now City in Color's got a new album, Little Hell, which features a broader palette of instruments, like banjo, lap steel, harmonica, and even drums. But don't expect Dallas Green to go all cheery on you. On this one, he even writes about his wife's regular night terrors.
Yeah, they can be funny at times.
Oh, really?
But there are some pretty serious, scary ones that just, like, she jumps out of the... You know that movie Paranormal Activity?
I've heard of it. I didn't see it.
It's kind of like that. It's like just jumping out of the bed and screaming and...
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty scary.
And does it freak you out sometimes?
Yeah, if I'm awake, it's usually I can handle it. But if I'm sleeping and I get woken up to it, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have you ever like been sleeping and dreaming and then your alarm goes off and it's like seeps into your dream a little bit. And then you're like, what is that ringing? Oh, and then you realize you have to wake up.
Yeah.
Well, imagine that, but someone screaming like they're being murdered beside you.
Oh, my God. And she doesn't, when she, this is happening,
she doesn't wake
up
like
from this?
No, she's like fully kind of like...
Still in a dream state.
Sometimes it takes me like a couple of minutes to like shake her awake.
When she sleeps, there is a fever dream, yeah. It brings a night terror to harm this fragile bird. Speaks in tongues, but words they come undone, yeah. And with a wayward mind, she struggles through the night.
I don't know. Every once in a while, I try to write songs that don't have to do with me. Like, I try to write, like, an observational song or, like a character-driven song. Or, you know, like, when you, like, listen to Bruce Springsteen, he just, like, conjures these fantastic pictures of all these people that probably don't exist. But, you know what I mean? Like, he makes you believe that they did. So, every once in a while, I try to write songs like that, and it just never works. But I also had always told my father that I was going to write a song about him called The Grand Optimist because... He is that. He is just constantly sort of trying to talk me out of my endless worries. But my mother is like me, and I realize that I get that from her, you know. So I started writing the words down to this song, the first couple of lines, and then it just dawned on me that this was going to be the song that I wrote for my dad.
I fear I'll die from complications. Complications due to things that I've left undone. That all my debts will be left unpaid. Feel like a cripple without a cane. I'm like a jack of all trades, was a master of none.
That's a live performance of The Grand Optimist, and before that, Fragile Bird. Both songs appear on the new album by City & Color called Little Hell. Take 5 was produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.